This is The Ship Show, where your host, Jeff Newbarth, and the rest of the crew spill all of that Callaway tea. Take it away, guys.
Do you think she's making a reference to all the Brits who work here with Brexit Friday?
I didn't think about that.
I mean, we can't even say all of them because certain things aren't official. But
that's true.
Welcome to The Ship Show, part of the Callaway Podcast
Network.
I know. Now I have to say it.
I'm sorry.
It is part of the Callaway Podcast Network. Email us, shipshowcallawaygolf.com. Lex, have we got any emails?
Actually, we got voicemails because
we
had
better.
Told people that I really wanted to hear voices.
Okay.
Because I'm, alone at my desk all day, so.
All right, and then call us, 760-804-GOLF.
Yeah.
We have Tron joining us in the studio. What's going on?
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, we planned this so far in advance.
So well, yeah.
Can we say what you're doing here at Callaway?
Absolutely.
All right, well, why don't you tell everybody? Of course, Tron is part of No Laying Up. Probably should say that, but I think everyone knows that.
Yeah, came out to Carlsbad, Callaway HQ this week to do the Callaway Master Fitter certification.
So you're going to be, at the end of today, you're going to get a piece of paper saying that you are officially eligible to fit people into golf clubs.
Hopefully. Yeah. I mean, I passed the written portion.
Okay.
A few minutes ago.
Battle.
That's good.
Yeah.
And then, but I'm a little bit more nervous about the actual fit test.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just I've never fit anybody before.
Well, but that's the whole point of taking the class.
I don't know how to use a track, man.
You don't know how to use a track, man? It's easy. You hold your iPad and you wait for the guy to hit and then it beeps twice and you look at the numbers.
And then you look at the numbers and then you assess and you let him hit another one.
Yeah, and then you say, hey, your angle of attack was too far inside or your path is coming too far from this direction. Fix that.
I'm just saying, I don't know technically how to use it, button to press to actually get the...
Oh, really? I think it does it automatically.
Okay. I'm pretty sure.
There is a calibrate. You have to calibrate it. Yeah, you have to get it an aiming point. You have to calibrate it.
Make sure it sees the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
But I think philosophically, I understand what I'm doing.
Okay. And I think that people have probably guessed it. You're not just doing this for your own health and benefit. You're trying to capture some content while you're doing it, right?
Correct. And I'll take this, all these key takeaways, key knowledge back to our group. Back at home and hopefully get them more in the right stuff. Because I think some of it, like Neil, for instance, total hodgepodge in his bag. And then DJ, probably a perfect candidate for the new Maverick Max driver.
So. There you go. Totally. Already got some ideas.
Yeah. He might need the double Max driver.
Yeah, he's got that.
He's a little bit of driver things going on.
The most draw bias we can possibly find is what we need to get him.
Well, the good thing is we can specially build something for him to help him out.
Exactly.
All right. Big news today, as we talked about on Tuesday, the Triple Track putters and Stroke Lab Black are in stores today. Have you tried a Triple Track putter yet?
I've seen it. I have not tried it yet, though.
Well, when you're out at the test center, sneak away and go into the putter studio and try this thing. We talked about it on Tuesday's show. Lex, actually, a local golf pro, my buddy Josh Kendall, listened to Tuesday's show. Lex has a little bit of a problem with her putting stroke right now, and it's nothing to do with alignment. It's if she was trying to hit it from me to you, she would hit it as hard as one would hit a driver.
Oh my gosh.
So you have a putting lesson coming on Sunday.
I do. I have a putting lesson, and a certain person in this department is going to help me get a new putter in my hands before then. So that's very nice.
Well, there's 82 lawns in this department, so I'm assuming
it's one of
them.
It is one of the 82 lawns.
One of the 82 lawns. Yeah. Good. All right. I want to talk to you a little about Waste Management Week, since you're way more millennial than I am.
I hate that word.
I know, but compared to me, it's you are. And Lex is 100% millennial.
I'm 100% millennial.
Yeah.
That's verified.
So you have to do the obligatory question of every podcast or piece of content this week. Do you like the Waste Management and wish it was like this every week on tour? Or is it good as a one-week only thing?
I think there's definitely been a creep over the last few years of so many other tournaments trying to be more like the Waste Management. Mm-hmm. And I think, if anything, it just makes it that much more unique because you can't replicate it. And I don't think you'd want to either.
What's your favorite part about it?
I actually first time I went was about 12, 13 years ago. Mm-hmm. One of the things that was a little bit disappointing.
Bye, Daniel. Thanks for coming.
Was they've gotten rid of that hillside in the back. They've closed it all in. So where all the college kids used to hang out, they've kind of gotten rid of that.
Well, because they figured out how to make more money putting suites there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I guess my favorite part is kind of starting to go by the wayside you still had that kind of public access area and it was a little rough around the edges back there.
I worked it, I think, from 98 to 2002 when it was completely rough around the edges where the actual, the crow's nest was to the left of 18. So guys would be finishing up their rounds on Friday night and you would hear like the musicians warming up. Like it was complete chaos, where now they put it all off site, where they kind of commercialize it. My favorite part about it is I do like the commercials of the two dumpsters talking to each other.
Oh, those are so good. I'm kind of bummed
that we don't get to see them the rest of the year.
Yeah.
The rest of the year, I think the only commercials we get are obviously our wonderful Callaway Maverick commercials, which you guys did a great job on. And I think more State Farm ads with Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes.
But yeah. The other favorite thing was walking out on, especially on Saturday afternoon, just standing there towards the exit, and just there's a big hill there, and watching people in high heels and drunk people just falling down that hill.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's definitely good people watching. I went when I was in college, I actually went like by myself, which seems to be a trend for me. I went to Disney World by myself, and I went to Waste Management by myself. My life's not that sad. And I went by myself 1 year, and then I was working at the Suns the next year, and I did my first man on the street interview ever with Jake Owen, and I about peed my pants.
Yeah, that's my
Waste Management story.
The thing about it to me is it's always a great field, right? You're always going to have fun there. I mean, I love the fact that Saturday is bigger than Sunday. The my favorite year doing it was one of the years CBS had the Super Bowl, and this was before the not the current TV contract, the one before, where they didn't just give it to NBC and say, hey, you just take the whole event that week, which is what they do now. Mm-hmm. What they did is they gave us at USA Network the final round. But we had to do a part of the deal with the tour because the Thunderbirds were kind of a little pissed off that they went from network TV to USA Network. You know, we had to preempt like Wings and like Gilbert Gottfried and all that type of stuff. So we had to do, I love JAG. We should do a whole podcast on great shows from USA Network in the 90s. But we had to do like an insert into the Super Bowl. So we had to stop at one point in the middle of coverage and like go to a commercial, and we had to record something with Bill McAtee, and I think it was Peter Costas with him, and we had to record something that actually aired during the Super Bowl, like to update, you know, because the PGA Tour got that as like a commercial during the pregame show to say what happened, and we kept screwing it up. And it was kept screwing it up. And as you can imagine, the tension in the truck was like a little high. So I was ADing, which I was rolling the commercials. And Lance kept turning around and he was like, add another break. We're screwing up the whole Super Bowl. And we just had to like add, we took like a 7 minute commercial.
Oh my God.
And we come back, it's like Mark Calcavecchia now on the 18th tee. Like I think we skipped the whole 17th hole. I mean, and he set the all time scoring record at that point. So it was kind of like a big deal.
It was
relevant stuff. We just had to keep doing it over and over.
Which 17 by far, like I prefer 17 to 16.
Yeah,
I mean,
totally.
It's such a
I was in the truck when Andrew McGee had the hole in one there, where he hit the ball that deflected off of another player's shaft walking off the green and went into the hole, which was like, we had no shot. We had like literally a super slow-mo shot that like barely showed it happening. So because it was before you were covering everything.
That's the rub of the green.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was absolutely crazy. But I agree, 17 is a great hole.
I think I sat on 18 that day that I went by myself. I just sat on the hill all day, and it was wonderful.
Well, 18, the driver used to be such a big deal, trying to fly it to the left over that bunker and everything. Now it seems to be like you could just blast it out to the right and not have as much trouble.
Cause they've got those faux church pews there down the left.
I don't like that.
It's, you know, be the best version of yourself.
Right, exactly. Come up with something cool.
Yeah.
Just put a pile of beer cans. Do something unique. All right, so some Team Callaway action out there. Yesterday, the Pro-Am day, our buddy Golden Tate played in it. He somehow, the video I saw, he chugged a beer on 16 and he made a putt for par. The tee shot was not wonderful, and the up was okay. The putt for par was spectacular, and Showtime Tate reacted as only he can. Yeah. We got Kierdek in the field. Yeah. We got Sam Burns in the field. Our new buddy Seabass.
Got a sponsor exemption.
He's there. Dylan right Fratelli. Mm-hmm. Adam Hadwin, I think, is going to play really well because the first tournament post baby.
Yeah.
Do you remember your first round of golf post child?
Oh man, that's a good question. We were living in Boston at the time. Actually, you know what? My first round post-child was over in England.
And?
Well, that's cool.
Did you play well?
Yeah, it went really well, and then it kind of devolved from there.
Right.
Because typically when you take some time off, you play well, you have no expectations.
Yeah.
And then you get back in your own way.
And the thing is, like, the crowds are not going to phase Hadwin. I mean, he's a local guy anyway, so they all like him there, but, like, he's not going to hear anything because he'd be so damn tired.
Yeah.
Like, they could yell anything they want, but it's like, what are they going to do? You can't taunt a guy who's, like, a local guy. He's a Canadian, so he's obviously the nicest guy on the planet.
True.
And just had a baby.
Yeah.
I think he could be a sneaky good pick this
week. I pulled up the leaderboard this morning. Kierdek was first name on there. Yeah. I think he was two or three
and
under.
It wasn't just alphabetically.
Exactly. he was three under, I think, early. So
I didn't watch too much of it. I did watch a minute or two of Saudi Arabia highlights this morning, because I don't know if you saw Phil put a maverick in the bag this week. Round one, four under.
Did he hit a fairway this week?
I think he did. I think it's all fairway over there.
Yeah, that's true. It's like fairway to desert.
To desert. So it was good odds for him. But the two shots I saw, they showed two clips. The European Tour does a great job with their highlights. On 11, the wind must have been blowing like 70 miles an hour, because it looked like Tim Mickelson was like holding onto the bag to not blow away, and Phil stuffs it. And then on 16, the same thing. The wind was just completely up and going crazy, and Phil played pretty well.
That's a crazy stretch for him, going from California to Middle East and then back to California next week.
He's not sitting in 42E.
No.
Yeah.
As he's traveling, and he's done a few miles before, so I think he's okay with it. But you know, this is Phil's first week with the Maverick, and I think I'm really excited, because Phil, we've seen it in the past when he gets a new driver, like in Phoenix the year he shot 59.5. You know, that was one of the first rounds with the new. When he gets a new club, it kind of energizes him.
I was gonna say he like re-engages.
Yeah, right? Yeah, and look, you know, he's been waiting for it, and it took us a little while to build it to the exact way. You know, lefties come last. That's what we always say around here. Take that, Ethan and Goral and all our other lefties. But you know, it took a little while to get him what he wanted, and we're seeing him kind of deliver a little bit.
Awesome.
You know, he's out of the top 50, and he's a lot to play for.
Yeah.
You know, he's not currently in World Golf Championships. That's never happened before. He's not currently in the U.S. Open, which is crazy. I think they'll give him an exemption, don't you?
For sure.
I mean, they'll look at it and say, oh, it's a pass, because they never given one to a non-champion before. But the loophole is he's a past amateur champion.
Okay.
So they can use that as their loophole. Super Bowl week. How's Super Bowl enter into the no-laying-up world? Do you guys have like a gambling pot on it?
I mean, first of all, we live in Jacksonville, so we're kind of de facto Jags fans.
Are you really?
It's a little bit of a tough deal right now.
You don't have to be.
Yeah.
It's not necessary.
Well, I grew up as a Falcons fan. And
it's no better.
And was living in Boston when the Falcons blew the 28-3 lead.
Well, look at the Falcons up there. Don't look at the jersey behind you.
Yeah.
Trust me,
yeah.
These are all getting moved out of here soon. I can't wait.
But no, I'm big. Kyle Shanahan was the Falcons offensive coordinator. Yeah.
Does it pain you that now he's learned how to run the ball?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, and like really run the ball.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think he's doing it to show up everyone who criticized him for not running the ball when all he had to do was run the ball.
Which, you know what, I kind of get it from his end, where he wanted to keep his foot on the gas and really keep going. I've actually quite a bit, like I've kind of become a 49ers fan over the last couple
years. So
you're
taking the Niners in this one?
Hands down.
All right, Lex, who are you taking?
Definitely the Niners.
All right, I'm taking the Chiefs, because I just don't think that the State Farm ads can allow Patrick Mahomes to lose.
To lose.
Yeah, it just somehow, I think that if he loses, they're going to subject us to like endless loops of State Farm guy.
Well, I was just glad that Aaron Rodgers...
I know. Could you imagine if it was the State Farm Super Bowl?
Unbelievable.
It would have been out of control. Yeah. No, I just think, the Chiefs are going to outscore them, because I don't think, but this is the hard part. Andy Reid's an awful football coach that somehow has like gotten this far
multiple
times.
Gotten a good team and just kind of made his way there.
It's just, the things he does just like drives you nuts when you watch a game.
See, Andy Reid reminds me of, so being from Atlanta, I grew up Braves fan, kind of reminds me of Bobby Cox. Like, he's a great regular season, objectively great football coach that just
can't win
the big game, you know?
Yeah, well, Bobby Cox is a Hall of Famer. I have a hard time if someone told me Andy Reid's a Hall of Famer. I really do. Maybe at eating.
Aww.
He loves food.
Yeah.
Like, he talks about it all the time, but it's he's going to do something in this game, whether it's a challenge flag or a timeout at the inappropriate time. Or even last week, a perfect example, when they were losing, he sends Tyreek Hill to go return a punt. The guy didn't return a punt all year, and your main punt returner only made the Pro Bowl, and then he fumbles it.
There's questionable game
management.
Yeah,
there's something going on there that just doesn't seem right. It doesn't seem like that's the thing that's stopping me from this Chiefs, like because I think the Chiefs are better, and I think they can just outscore anybody. If they have to put 60 up, and I don't think the 49ers can outscore the Chiefs.
I just go back to the Colts Chiefs game earlier this year. I think it was on Sunday night or Monday night.
Yeah,
I mean the Chiefs couldn't.
It was a Monday night game.
Couldn't, like, their O line was all banged up at the time. They couldn't stop any sort of pass rush.
Yeah, totally.
And it's not like the Colts had a vaunted defense.
No, and the 49ers is good.
And then on the flip side, they couldn't stop the run. Like,
but
they
I just
had
see,
no pass
so,
rush.
So here's my answer for that: is I just see two or three times early in the game, they either play fake and roll Mahomes out, or they do those jet sweeps mm-hmm. to Tyreek or to Harden or to Watkins or whoever. And I just think it slows that pass rush down just a hair. And you're right, they are much healthier. They have three other linemen back from that game. All right, let's get some props.
Yeah.
Will Demi complete the national anthem in less than 2 minutes?
Demi
That's
Lovato.
The first prop you're choosing for us
it
to discuss.
It was the first prop on the list.
Oh. Also, I guess the anthem does come first.
Let's keep this in mind. The last couple times that she's saying the national anthem, Brave itself takes up like almost 10 seconds. Just the word Brave.
Okay. What do you think, Tron? She's going over or under?
I've never really listened to her, so I don't know her style.
She's a belter. Think like Christina Aguilera.
So it's gonna be long, drawn out.
Yeah.
I'll go over.
Over. I'm going to go over also.
I'm going to take under because I'm just going to try to be different. Yeah. All right. What will be higher? James Harden's points against the Pelicans or first half total points. The Pelicans is -7.5 mm-hmm. and the total first half total points are 7. So this is saying that if...
That's like, I don't know, a difference of 7.5.
Yeah,
so like the spread is 7.5.
Well, the spread, yeah. So you're 7.5 points. So basically Harden's going to score like 30 at least against the Pelicans.
At least.
So are you saying the first half is going to be over or under 30?
Total.
And they've made him a 7-1 favorite. Mm-hmm. So obviously the odds are in
Oh, so it's first half points versus his total game points.
Yeah, versus
points.
Total game points. Yeah,
I'd probably go Harden.
Yeah,
I'd go Harden.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's. I mean, the problem is you're betting $7, $7.5 to win one, so it's not exactly an exciting odd layout.
No, you're giving up 7 points, right?
No. This is just the odds. Yeah, this is just the odds.
Oh, wow.
Odds.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not really a great bet to take. Which will be higher, hole in ones at 16 or missed PATs?
God, the missed PAT, there's been a lot of missed PATs
this
year. But
Robbie Gould's automatic.
Harrison Butker's a good kicker.
Yeah. And the field's going to be in great shape because they haven't played a game in Miami in forever, I would know.
And they put the pin down. It's typically front, I think, on Saturday.
Yeah,
is this
hole-in-ones for the whole week, Lex, or just that day?
I don't know. I would assume probably same day. I would assume
Sunday. I would think it'd be the whole week.
I was going to say, I would take the hole-in-ones if it was the whole week.
That's true.
All right, let's do that. I agree with you.
I think it's going to be a push.
There's going to
be a hole-in-one, and there's not going to be a miss.
Yeah, there's going to be zero on both. Which will be higher, 1917 Oscar wins or field goals attempted? First, have you seen the movie 1917?
I have not.
Have you seen it?
No, but you have, and you were so passionate about it that I had to put
this
bet on there.
This movie's going to win everything. This movie's going to go Billie Eilish.
Big Randy and DJ have been raving about it.
Good.
Yeah.
They're very intelligent individuals.
Yeah. They are.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Oscar wins.
Oscar wins for sure. For sure. Because Andy Reid won't try. He'll try like to go for it on fourth and like six.
Yeah. There were actually some more like specific prop bets in relation to like players at Waste Management, but I didn't want to put those in there.
All right. Well, one last thing before we send you over to do your test. What's the newest No Laying Up content that's out there that people can watch, not just on your channels, but they're also, if you want to watch it on a big screen, you can watch it on the Callaway TV app on Roku and Apple TV.
Yeah. Tourist Sauce Season 5. We went to the Carolinas. So first episode premiered yesterday, last night. We're doing nighttime premieres now too.
I like it.
At least on the East Coast. 8 p.m. East time.
Yeah, it's called quitting time here.
Yeah.
It's 5. That's when the whistle bell blows here.
Yeah. It's went to the Carolinas, went all the way up the coast. From you know, up to through Charleston, Myrtle Beach, up to Wilmington, North Carolina, and then shot over to Pinehurst area.
So nice. Did you guys get to Asheville at all?
You know what? We didn't. We did it
There's
so late.
There's a golf course I'm dying to play in Asheville.
Which one?
It's the old Donald Ross. They just call it the Muni.
Okay. If we did make it over there, it was going to be the ones. Yeah, we were going to do Asheville and Greenville. But we got pushed back so late in the season that we were there like mid-November and didn't
know. Can you say future upcoming seasons where you're thinking about going?
We're thinking about, you know, we've talked about Japan a little bit.
Yeah, that'd be good for the Olympics.
It's tough this year for the Olympics though too, because, you know, it's just kind of, especially the time frame.
Right.
That we want to do it. We've talked about Scandinavia. We've talked about
Scandinavia would be really good.
Another location in the British Isles, because we've done Scotland and Ireland, obviously. So so we'll see. Haven't decided yet, but
my vote's for Scandinavia. We're super excited about the Annika Henrik event over there. And from everything Annika says about the golf courses over there, playing, if you go in the summer, you just play till 10:30 at night, which is phenomenal. But the golf courses there, I think, are super underrated in terms of, we just don't know them, and they're probably pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, and it's like you said, you can play till midnight some nights.
Yeah, and, which will curtail your guys' drinking after, but
a little bit. Yeah,
you just have to do it on the golf
especially
course.
Because they do not drink on the course.
I know, you know? which is going to be a strange strange experience for some of us.
Yeah.
All right. So, well, Tron, thanks for spending a few minutes with us.
Thanks
for
having me.
We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know we planned this, moments and moments ago.
Yeah.
So things worked out. You know who's coming on our podcast next?
Someone
who's
very special.
Who's a huge planner.
Yeah.
Is Penny. Penny is, as if anyone follows her on any social channel, they've heard the news that she's moving to Sweet Home, Alabama. So maybe you could do a tour of Sauce with Penny in Alabama.
There you go. We could do the Robert Trent Jones trail.
Yeah, exactly. You know? They like that. But we're going to have her join us. I've been asking her to come on a podcast for like a year and a half, and she's refused. And now that this is her last week, that this is kind of it, and she's agreed to come on. She hasn't agreed to talk.
No.
She may just sit here and wave, which, by the way, these are on YouTube. We should probably put that in the mention, too.
Okay.
Let's take a listen to which Girls in Golf podcast are we taking a clip from?
Actually, it's debuting today also. Sarah and I got to interview the head pro at the Hideaway Golf Club, Lahua.
Yeah. Yeah, we love that.
We do.
All right, well, take a listen to that clip, and after that, we will attempt to grab Penny and bring her in here.
Yeah, speaking of majors, you majored in professional golf management. We didn't even know that was possible. Yeah. Oh, yeah, what is that? What is that?
So when I was kind of deciding what college to go to, I knew that would be a good opportunity. You know, if I did not even think about playing professionally, like I would have my PGA because I knew I loved golf. Mm-hmm. So that would still be in my background. So I could kill two birds in one stone where I would have my PGA pretty much degree right when I graduated college.
Welcome back to the Ship Show. The scared person, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see in the corner, who's already cursed with her second word, is Penny. Hi, Penny.
Hello.
You know, we do not have an explicit rating on our podcast,
no,
Penny.
No, we might after this one. All right, Penny, thanks for being here. Appreciate you being on the podcast.
You're welcome.
We're so happy
actually talk
you're here.
Or?
I am right now.
Yeah, okay. She is.
It's not that hard, right?
No.
Okay. So in case anyone hasn't figured out or heard the stories, Penny's been with Callaway Golf for 24 years. How old are you, Lex?
27.
Okay.
thank you.
Yeah, makes us all feel good. And after 24 amazing years, she's moving to Sweet Home, Alabama because her husband, Brett, got this amazing job out there.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And you're leaving all of us.
And
I don't know if we're fully equipped to handle a world without Penny.
You might not be.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we're not. Because what people don't understand, and look, let's just be honest. We've had a few people leave here over the last 6 months.
Yep.
But where my issue with Penny leaving is Penny, just as she liked to just say, GSD, or
FD.
Sometimes there's an FD or whatever.
No, you need the F.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm good. I'm trying to keep the explicit rating off the pod. But like, there's, I can't tell you how many times in, how many years have you been with our department?
Four and a half.
In 4.5 years, because you started here about 6 months after I got here,
that
I don't know how to do things. But what I love that Penny does is not only does she help me do them, she then teaches me how to do them myself, so I don't have to keep going to her to do the same things over and over and over and over and over again.
I would still help you.
I know you would.
Okay.
But what I appreciate the most about how you help us is you don't just say, I got it. You're like, I got it, and here's how to do it. So next time, you can be empowered to do it and then learn.
Yes. I think what people don't realize is that without us coming to Penny and saying, like, I need help with this thing, that she's already got enough on her plate because she supports so many people. Like, but you always take things on no matter what. Like, you've never really said no to us, and that has been really special for 4 years.
To.
Yeah, but I mean, think about it. You have to manage the calendar of Sean Toulon. That's insane. Because that guy can't focus for 20 seconds on something.
This is correct.
And
also,
you keep him like on time and two places.
Kind of.
He shows up to airports when he has flights booked and knows that he actually has a hotel.
Yes.
Like that's a.
It is, yeah.
Whoever stepped into those shoes, better. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck, Carol.
Good luck. But seriously, I think that, you know, before Lex starts crying here, that, you know, I think there's a lot of things that get taken for granted that you just do. And now they just probably won't ever happen again.
Probably.
Like any vendor who wants to get paid, good luck.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
That won't happen.
That will not happen.
All of the things monthly that go on Penny's credit card.
I know.
It's going to be an
adjustment.
Yeah, well.
But
We're talking about it on a ship show.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Yeah. It'll be fine. Lindsay's lovely.
I know. Are we allowed to announce that Lindsay has taken over?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Welcome, Lindsay.
I met Lindsay yesterday. Yeah. She seems great.
Well, you know what? I forgot to ask Lindsay yesterday because I noticed Penny brought her around to everyone's office to meet and everything and like introduce her, except for mine. Because
you
weren't there. How do you know?
Because I looked.
Because you actually brought her back there?
Yes.
I was back. I was the only one in our room, too.
I wish I knew this was happening.
Yes.
Because Penny plans everything, but you didn't plan that tour.
No,
because I would have been back there.
I didn't really know what to do with her.
Yeah, but we need to get Lindsay on a podcast soon so we can kind of welcome her. To
I'll work on it.
She'll be great.
She has a dog named Oliver.
She has a dog.
Yep.
And she has some association with a theater group, which I want to kind of dive into on the podcast.
Yep. And she loves Hamilton, too.
Oh, yes.
Was that how she got the job? Was that like the first interview question?
Kind of. I knew that from way back. Yeah. So she was in.
Sorry? She was in.
Yeah. Because she liked Hamilton.
She was in.
Like, in with that.
And you're driving, you and Brett are driving next week to Alabama.
On Monday.
With two pets.
With Lolly.
Mm-hmm. And tell everyone what they are.
Sheltie. She's 9, I think. And Kona, who's our 16-year-old 20-pound cat, ragdoll cat.
He's a big, big dude.
Yeah, 20 pounds is pretty big for a cat. So you're going to do this in 4 days.
Doing it in 4 days.
What do you expect to be the highlight and the low light of this trip?
Well, hopefully we'll get there still married.
Right.
Because it's a lot of time together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. I haven't been to a lot of these.
So where are you stopping? Can you tell us like specific
we
towns?
We are stopping in Sun City, Arizona, because that's where my mom lives.
Well, that makes sense.
So we'll see my mom. It's important. Then we will drive another 9 hours to Van Horn, Texas.
Okay.
Oh.
That's in the middle.
I have no idea.
And Texas is really big because then we're going to drive another 8 hours and still be in Texas.
Correct. You should call Kevin Napier about that.
And we're staying. Oh, we might see hashtag Chad.
Oh, nice. Fun.
You're going to go to Dallas.
Yes. Nice. And then we'll stay in Canton, Texas.
Okay.
And then from there, we will arrive in Hoover.
Nice.
Alabama.
Hoover High. Used to be a show on MTV.
Apparently,
high school football team.
Apparently it did.
And I already sent Penny my favorite barbecue on the planet is Dreamland Barbecue.
And Dreamland, I thought it was
Where's
Dixieland.
That?
Yeah, Dreamland Barbecue. Well, the original one is in Tuscaloosa.
Okay,
but it's University in Alabama. Yeah. So this is the big debate that Penny and I know the answer to this, but I want to ask anyway. Is Penny is not the biggest sports fan I've ever met.
I am not a sports fan.
Correct. But you're moving to Alabama. So what is the first question that Brett was asked when he started this new job? Because Brett's already been there a little bit.
Yeah, no, he was asked that in his interview.
In his interview.
Who's
Auburn or Alabama? And what has Brett decided he's going to give his allegiance
to? He thinks Auburn.
Okay, because that'd be War Eagle.
I like that choice.
War Eagle?
War Eagle. That's what they yell. War Eagle for Auburn. Yeah. As opposed to Roll Tide.
Right. I know that one.
You will cringe at those words if you choose the War Eagle.
And what's interesting is where you are going to be in Birmingham, you know, Hoover's a suburb of Birmingham, is that's kind of like the line. Because you'll have tons of Alabama fans and tons of Auburn fans. Auburn's a little bit of the underdog right now.
Yeah.
I can see you liking Auburn.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, but I think it's going to be fun. What I told Penny is on Saturday afternoons in the fall, she's going to have the entire town to herself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're going to be able to go anywhere you want because everyone's
going to be at
everybody
these
stops
games.
And watches these games. Well, even if they're not there, they're watching
them. Yeah, it's like,
it's life.
It's like,
there.
You know how high school football was in like Iowa? Yeah. This is how college football is in Alabama.
That might be fun.
It totally is fun.
Yeah, I like college football.
It totally is fun.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You're going to the right place for that because you're going to the best college football on the planet.
Yeah.
What about best barbecue?
What about Penny Candle Co. though? They're moving headquarters.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Yes, I hope.
PennyCandleCo.com.
That's right. I'm hoping maybe because I don't really feel like getting a job, even though Brett thinks I should get a job. that maybe we'll do that full time.
I like it.
I love that.
Yeah.
Do you think you would do a storefront maybe?
Possibility.
Ooh. That would be exciting.
Plans. I wonder what like scents you will be inspired by on your on your 12 hours in Texas.
Please don't make a candle that smells like hashtag Chad.
No.
Please don't do that.
I'm not going to do that.
No one would want that.
We'll have a lot of time to think about this. Yes.
Okay. What do you think is going to be the moment when you feel like you're an Alabamian? when you're there, because you know the thing that people don't understand is though you've lived here for 24 years, you kind of did the same thing 24 years ago, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You and Brett came from Iowa, not knowing a soul.
Correct.
And saying we're going to get in a car and drive another, you know,
long trip.
Correct.
And end up. So you've done this before. What's going to be different about this time?
Well, we're not 22 and 23.
You're not?
Right. So that's a big thing.
Yeah.
Brett actually has a job. That's a good thing. We didn't have jobs.
So you guys moved out, when you moved out here before, neither of you had a job?
No, we didn't think we needed it. We had $2,000, so we thought we were rich and we could live
forever.
Right. And then our parents would always call us and say, did you get a job yet?
Mm-hmm.
And we'd say, no, but the beach is nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now, as adults,
a little more stuff, a little more stress,
mm-hmm.
but it's still kind of exciting.
Yeah. I think the new challenge is always something neat. And this is something I admire about you, is you're not afraid to take on something completely new and kind of dive in. And my bet is within 6 months, Penny's the most popular person in the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
She somehow is hosting the neighborhood party.
Oh.
Yeah,
I could book club.
Whatever, something. Some type of
organizing it.
Yeah, organizing. Maybe host, but organizing some type of neighborhood get together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that maybe there'll be the candle company could blow up here if you have full time to do it.
I definitely think that it could.
We have plans.
All right. Well, if anyone wants to buy them, pennycandleco.com.
That's correct. Yeah. Although I don't have much inventory right now.
Yeah, but that's fine.
Okay.
Clear it all out. You don't want to.
I've been busy doing other things.
Call it pre-order.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any other questions, Lex? Uh-huh. I'm kind of out of questions because I don't want it to get sad.
I
don't want to get sad either.
No, we're
not.
Getting sad.
Just
coffee.
Oh, you know, I do have another question.
Sure.
So I was at dinner with my friends last night, and one of my friends had just gotten her first tattoo with us like a couple weeks ago. A couple months ago. It was before Thanksgiving. And I was just looking at your tattoos.
No,
do you think you'll get another one?
Oh, okay.
While you're inspired by another life change? Because you and I both have really sentimental tattoos.
Right. It's a possibility, although Brett doesn't think that I need to have another tattoo.
Well, but he also doesn't want to pay for another tattoo.
This is about you.
Oh, yeah. I don't need him to pay for it.
But if we're not getting a job, again, this is that same thing that happened 24 years ago. You have all this money and you think I'm rich and I'm going to move to Alabama.
Penny comes back to visit with like a full sleeve.
I might get another one.
Be like, I had some free time.
I'm going to get another one soon.
One that's a Sweet Home Alabama. Because no one's probably ever done that.
Yeah, maybe not.
How many times have you listened to the song since you've committed to the
Zero.
Really?
Zero. Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking about for tomorrow, taking a Bluetooth speaker and putting it in Newton's desk, because a lot of times he's not here on Fridays, and locking the door and putting Sweet Home Alabama on repeat and just playing it and seeing how long it took you to actually just bash the desk.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Putting it in the credenza so it just rattles. Yeah.
Yeah. But I figured, you know, it's a Newt's Friday, so I could just slide it in there, lock the door, and it'd be pretty good.
Yeah, it's not like he keeps socks in there or anything. So.
Wow. Who would have thought Lex would bring the hammer on? Poor Newt's just sitting at home right now. Like, what the hell did I do to anybody? It's like the guy works every single Sunday, which is why we don't always see him on Fridays.
Yeah.
He literally works every single Sunday. Mm-hmm. He should not be here near on Fridays.
That's right.
But I do enjoy poking fun at him a little bit.
Yeah.
Because it is kind of fun.
Yeah.
All right. Two things you're going to miss about this place that you don't think are like the obvious ones.
Yeah.
But I don't think are the obvious.
Yeah, I mean, there's obvious things you're gonna miss. You're gonna miss your friends. You're gonna miss the camaraderie. You're gonna miss the fact that you know how to get anything done in this building and take pride in that. But what are some lesser known things that you're gonna miss?
Well, kind of like that. Except I like to know everyone, so I will miss that I know who goes where and how everything
how
gets
things
done.
Connected.
Yeah. So I just was talking to Pedro yesterday.
Yeah.
He's one of the receiving guys.
Yep.
And he's like, I heard you're leaving. I was like, yep. And so I was like, how long have you been here? He's like, 30 years. And then we had a lovely conversation about him.
It's amazing
here.
How many people. We met a young lady, I can't think of her name, who has been at Chicopee for 44 years.
Oh.
And she was on the packaging line.
I'm so sorry.
And what was really inspiring about the story was, you know, we basically had to have them pack something for Made for TV. I don't know if you know this, Penny. Occasionally we do stuff in our media world that is not 100% authentic. So we had to have her basically do something and then take it apart and then do it kind of
again.
For real. Mm-hmm. Just because we needed it to be done at a certain pace so the cameras could capture it.
Uh-huh.
And she did this with a smile on her face,
yeah,
and with such a pride, and like, was every time we finished, she's like, was that okay? So I started filming a little bit of her, because I'm like, hey, this is like, forget the machines doing the work, the story here is,
yeah,
the person.
Yeah.
And that she turns at one point, Lexus, she just turns and just smiles at me, just beaming ear to ear, and you could just see the pride,
yeah,
that everyone, yeah, takes. And I know you share that pride in this company, because, yeah, other than Finley, you've been here you know, almost as long as anybody in our department. Finley, Luke, and you are kind of the elder statesmen in our department.
And Raj.
Yeah, but Raj takes a lot of time off.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't see Raj very often.
Yeah, she's in India right now.
She is?
Uh-huh.
Well, I didn't know that.
She's bringing me chai tea.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh,
is she bringing
so
Nate
jealous.
Anything?
No, I think she's just bringing me something.
Oh, is she bringing that in tomorrow?
Monday.
You're not going to be here?
A little bit.
All right.
Briefly.
Okay.
I just need to get my paycheck.
Don't leave without that. Don't leave without that. That would be that's worth coming. I was trying to figure out why Penny's coming in on Monday, but now I figured
that
it
now
out.
Now it makes sense. Now it makes sense. Right, right, yeah.
Well, I know you didn't you weren't excited about the idea of coming on the podcast, but we just wanted to get a chance to say
thanks
for everything and let you know how much
you.
We all love you.
Thank
and
you.
We're gonna miss you. But the great thing is I know we're gonna hear from you.
Oh,
because
yeah,
unlike some people who go away,
you will.
I have zero doubt that whether it's you just stay in the Slack channel or something, we'll figure out a way
or
to be connected.
Instagram or
yeah. Oh, yeah. All
yeah.
those things.
Yeah.
All those things. All right. You want to help us answer a couple listener voicemails? Or do you want to just get out of here? You can do whatever you want.
I don't know.
It's up to
all right,
you.
Well, let's listen to Shane's voicemail. Okay. Let's try one. We have two. Let's hear from, is this Shane Bot, Shane Wu,
yeah.
Shane Yu, all
yeah.
these different Shanes.
Yes, it is.
You know Shane from the Granddaddy.
I do.
All right. Play
and
the voicemail,
Instagram.
Trevor.
Hello, Ship Show crew. This is Shane, one of the internet golfers from THP, Walker Schnapp, my former
mate. Just said that.
Mm-hmm.
Great to have you back in 2020. Jeff wanted to call, and it's, of course, better for everyone if Jeff is happy. So here I am. I did come up with a couple of questions also.
What
type of phone
line
does he have? Be any more Callaway staff announcements? And second question was, is there going to be an update to the ERC soft ball? Hopefully none of you got hit by any of the falling iguanas in Florida. Be well. Bye.
Wow. He always has a way with words.
When I listened to that, Shane, I was like, the iguanas.
Yeah, well, there were some iguana issues in Florida, and I was just there. If you haven't seen those videos, go check them out.
Okay.
You know, I think that, first of all, Shane, let's not worry about updates to products. Let's get you a new phone. Or let's get out of the pool when we're making phone calls. Even though I will say that the phones at this particular office yesterday, I would have taken Shane's phones over the crap I got. Mine looks like a Christmas tree. All the buttons are lit up and everything because my phone's older than Lex.
Those phones were here when I started.
They were? Well, can I ask you a favor? Can you take them all with you?
Can that be your last?
Can that be the final reason?
Everybody gets in Monday and all the phones are gone.
Yeah. To answer his question about staff announcements, yeah, I think we do have another one coming.
Yeah.
But we're not ready to make it yet. And I'm not going to talk about product. I'll just hit up Finley on all social channels or just call him at home. I'll give his cell number out in a second.
Great.
To ask any products or updates. All right. We have one more from Dave Blaylock. Dave does a lot of driving on the road. Maybe he's someone who could give you some advice, Penny. What's Dave have to say, Trevor?
Hey, guys. This is Dave Blaylock from 100 Days, 100 Courses. I have a question for you. Callaway is always coming out with great new products. And so the question is, for those of us who have a budget and can't just go out and buy every new club, does it make more sense to try to buy a whole new bag once every 3 years or buy irons 1 year, next year buy maybe the driver and a putter, and then next year buy Stanley Woods and hybrids. Thinking about a budget of between $800 and $1,000 a year, full bag costs $2,500. Love to have your thoughts on that.
All right, so my first thought for someone like that, because look, we get it. Everyone has budgets, and you can't just all buy every club every year. The first thing I would say is no matter what purchase you're thinking of making, go get fit and see if there's improvement. Because look, we're the first ones to say that the product is better year versus year, but it may not be better year versus year for you.
For you.
I'll never forget it. Sean Gilroy and I were with Kevin Napier in Houston. Are you driving through Houston?
I think so.
No.
So we were at a PGA Tour Superstore in Houston. And this was when, God, maybe it was Rogue.
I think it was either Original Epic or Rogue.
Yeah. And a lovely lady who was in her mid to late 70s came in, and she had an XR driver. And she booked, there were like 10 fittings. And the cool thing about this promotion was if you got fit, Kevin Napier would build the driver for you on the tour truck that we parked in the parking lot outside of the
for
PGA
real?
Tour Superstore. Yeah.
Because
he was there for the, cool. for the Houston tournament. Yeah, it was a cool. Sunday before yeah, the Houston
that's
tournament.
Cool.
So this is a really awesome idea. So this lovely lady came in. Again, she was in her 70s, and her swing speed was not super fast. So she basically picked up maybe, I don't know, 2 inches or 3 inches with the new driver because the appreciable difference with yeah. the jailbreak technology at that point was at a little bit faster swing speed than her. So we were the first ones to tell her, don't go buy the new driver, lady. Don't spend your money on this. Go, hey, let's work on a putter or something. We ended up selling her a putter. And ironically, her husband, who was with her, who was also in his 70s, ended up hitting a 3-wood and fell in love with it. And that's what they ended up buying. So we had Kevin make both of those for them, which was not kind of what we were supposed to do, but we thought it was the right thing to
do. Yeah, definitely.
So Dave, go test what you have first and make sure it's better. Second thing I would do is look at trade-in bonuses.
Mm-hmm.
Every year, there are trade-in bonuses through the different retail partners, and those are ways to turn $1,000 into $2,500. Mm-hmm. So that may be your thing. For me, I'm currently playing the Apex irons, and I am going to, in another month or so, go experiment with some of the Maverick irons. I just always want to hit the irons as far as humanly possible.
Yeah.
So if they go even 3% further, I'm in. But you got to kind of know what you're looking for mm-hmm. and what you want. What I will say is, and Lex can relate to this, is a new putter this year is probably something you should be looking at because the triple track.
Yeah.
Penny, have you tried the triple track putters yet?
I have not, but I should.
Yeah. The alignment, I don't want to get legal yelling at me, but if you use the ball along with the putter, I mean, it's well over 80%.
Yeah.
But you're going to line up better. We're not going to say you're going to make the putt because you actually have to know what you're lining up to.
Speed takes a lot of that.
Yeah. I heard.
Yeah, it's amazing. You should have seen the demo we did in our office yesterday of we were sort of imitating Lex's 3-footer.
Jeff was, not we. There were not multiple people.
Sean was in there.
Jeff.
Finley was in there.
Yeah, but you were the one imitating me.
And it was accurate. It was accurate.
I'm getting
She's getting a putting lesson this Sunday.
I'm getting a lesson.
From my buddy Josh Kendall, who's a golf pro here in San Diego at Lomas.
Oh, look at you. Yeah.
It's just speed control. It's a speed control drill. Yeah. Did you watch the Brendan Grace drill I asked you to watch?
I've been working on something.
I know, but take 10 minutes. Well, you obviously have time to go out to dinner. Watch the Brendan Grace drill.
Oh, my gosh.
Watch this putting drill. When we're done here, before you go back, watch the Brendan Grace drill and then practice it. We have a putting green literally 10 feet away. Go practice it for a couple minutes and see how it goes.
Have you seen that thing lately?
Yeah.
It's not really good. Can you take that with you along with the phones?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to take from the place? Mm-hmm. We did give you a couple cool things.
You did?
Yeah.
Ryan picture. Yeah, yeah, I took awesome it myself. Picture. Yeah, it's above my fireplace right now. It won't always be, but...
That would be really creepy if you move into the new house. Hey, Brett, we're putting this in front of the fireplace.
No, it was not going. It just seemed to fit there right now.
No, I think you need to have a little office in your house, and there needs to be a little kind of Callaway section of
there
that
will
office
be.
Where you can put some pictures
there
will be. Of
some
friends.
And my Peloton.
Up.
There might be something special coming for that.
Oh. I don't know about this.
Oh. I'll tell you about it after.
All right. Well, thanks so much for being here, Penny, for
all
doing
right,
the pod.
You're welcome. I
thanks
survived.
For getting out of your comfort
yeah,
zone.
Yeah, you did. Good for you.
I have a trip next week up to... We're working on a couple really cool big projects.
Mm-hmm.
One that's going to take me to Florida, so I'll have to avoid the iguanas again. And another one that's going to take
all
of us to L.A. So I'm going to work on part of that, both of those next week. You're coming with me on Monday, but you're going to be back on Tuesday
I'll
with
be back
Finley.
Tuesday for the
you guys
pod.
Are doing an A15?
Hopefully.
Okay.
Hopefully. Well, not determined, but yes.
Right. Who do you want to have as a guest?
I'm hoping for last year's ASCAP from the granddaddy.
Oh, Mike G?
Yeah, because Mike and I had talked about it
on
the bus.
Well, have you asked him?
Well, I've asked him before, but we didn't plan it because, you know, of the two people that are sitting in front of you, I am not the planner.
Yeah, but Mike G, literally, all you have to do is send a text.
Mike G will call.
Hey, Mike, can you? And the answer is yes. Well, I haven't asked you for what we want. Yes.
I'm going to email you. I don't know. I keep looking down because my mic is really low today.
Right.
But yes, we will hopefully be doing an A15 and hopefully something else.
And I'll be back next Thursday. We may record a bit for Tuesday's podcast on Monday with the person we're going to be with. He's playing in the Pebble Beach Pro-Am.
Correct. And I have questions and thoughts.
Okay. Well, it's with Chris Harrison.
Because
that doesn't give away what we're doing.
Not
I just realized
at all.
That
it
saying
doesn't.
That we're doing something with him on Monday gives nothing away.
Right.
I just don't know how much time he has. So.
Well, we'll find out.
Bring the portable pod unit.
Okay.
And maybe we'll try to buy him lunch after.
Great.
And we could just record it during lunch. Then we can call it a working lunch. Then we can expense that stuff.
Yes.
Who's going to approve Oh, my God.
Who's going to approve our expenses?
There's so much crap that's going to get thrown
screwed,
down.
Basically.
What about
over,
my time off?
Here's a Super Bowl prop. Running attempts by the San Francisco 49ers in the game versus texts, calls, or emails to Penny asking for help in the first week that she's not here.
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, man.
I don't know how to say it.
No, there's going to be way more people asking Penny for help.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, by a million.
Well, they're going to run 17 times to 25 times in the game. So you're saying in a week we're going to have more than 25 calls to Penny the first week?
I think
this
so.
This is a really good prop.
Maybe not. I mean, maybe not myself.
But that'd be fine. I'll be in a car driving across.
But you may have crappy cell service for a lot of
There's going to be so many people.
Do you have
with
podcasts
questions.
Loaded up? Books on tape? Audible?
Brett doesn't. He doesn't
live the Audible life.
He Jeff doesn't. I tried to get him to do it on the way the first time he went out.
Did he just go music the whole way?
He just did Sirius, yeah, the whole time.
Well, do you have Sirius in your car?
Oh, whoops. Nope. Oh, crap.
Okay. I have an idea.
We have an idea.
We're going to help you with that. All right. We're going to go help Penny with her car audio. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you next week on The Ship Show.